This is Akashwani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi projected India as a global hub of innovation and technology while addressing the Viva Tech 2026 summit in Paris. The Prime Minister said, technology can lead to progress only when it is democratized. Mr. Modi urged the global innovators to work with India and deliver for all. The Prime Minister highlighted that in the last decade, India has been going through a rapid transformation that is powered by technology. Mr. Modi also held meetings with leading French business leaders to deepen economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi has stated that India is not only preparing for the future, but is actively shaping it through innovation, technology, and people-driven development. Addressing the Indian community at the Bonjour Modi program in Paris yesterday, which was the final event of his France visit, the Prime Minister highlighted that India's rapid transformation over the past 12 years.
12 साल के इस कालखंड में भारत का जीडीपी दोगुना हुआ है एयरपोर्ट की संख्या दोगुनी हुई है यूनिवर्सिटीज की संख्या भी दोगुनी हो गई है हाईवे कंस्ट्रक्शन की स्पीड तीन गुना बढ़ गई है और मेट्रो नेटवर्क चार गुना बड़ा हो गया है
Referring to the Bharat Innovates program in Nice and VivaTech in Paris, he said the world is witnessing India's growing innovation strength. Earlier, French President Emmanuel Macron thanked Mr. Modi in Hindi through a social media post. Later, the Prime Minister departed for India. Ministry of External Affairs has highlighted the key outcomes of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to France. Briefing the media in Paris yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the visit was centered on three key pillars, trade, technology and regional and international security. He said, India and France jointly launched the Bharat Innovates initiative in Nice, creating a global platform for Indian deep tech startups. At VivaTech 2026 in Paris, where India was the AI country of focus, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of a human-centric approach to artificial intelligence and the use of technology for inclusive development. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved large-scale procurement of pulses and oil seeds at the minimum support price, that is MSP, for four states through video conferencing. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said the procurement will be carried out under the price support scheme in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. Uttar Pradesh has emerged as the biggest beneficiary under the approvals for the summer 2026 scheme. Procurement of 48,298 metric tons of moong, 97,970 metric tons of urad and 41,718 metric tons of groundnut has been approved for the state. In Gujarat, procurement of 18,250 metric tons of moong has been approved for the summer 2026 season. Minister Chauhan also approved an increase in the moong procurement limit for Tamil Nadu under the Rabi marketing season 2025-26 from 885 metric tons to 990 metric tons, enabling the purchase of an additional 105 metric tons. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has chaired a high-level review meeting to assess preparations for the NEET UG re-examination scheduled on Sunday. During the meeting yesterday, the minister stressed the need to maintain the highest standards of integrity, transparency and efficiency in the examination process. Meanwhile, National Testing Agency, that is NTA, has released a message encouraging students to stay calm and trust their preparation with the NEET UG 2026 examination just a couple of days away. The Delhi High Court has reserved its verdict on Telegram's plea, challenging the center's decision to temporarily restrict access to messaging platform ahead of the NEET UG re-examination on Sunday. Government e-marketplace GEM has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, that is MOU, with Common Service Center e-Governance Services India Limited, that is CSC-SPV, in New Delhi. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, Czechia and South Africa played out a 1-1 draw in their Group A clash at Atlanta Stadium in the United States. Both the sides had lost their respective opening matches. Later, Switzerland will take on Bosnia and Herzegovina in a Group B encounter at Los Angeles Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.